Since 1981, Unbound has connected people like you with families worldwide on their self-directed paths out of poverty. A brighter future is possible for these families when we all walk together. Sponsor a child today, and you'll help a family take the first steps on their path. Change their future in just one click. Start walking with your new friend today at unbound.org/walk.
You're listening to Awaken to Deliver, a podcast from Awakened Bible Ministries, created to inspire believers to wake up to God's truth and live boldly for Christ. This week, Jeff Fish continues a powerful series on the fivefold ministry, unpacking why Jesus gave these five offices to the church and what role they play in our spiritual growth. Today's key verse is Ephesians chapter 4, verse 12. For the equipping of the saints for the work of ministry, for the building up of the body of Christ. And now, let's join Jeff for today's message.
Hello, everyone, and welcome back to Awaken to Deliver. Yesterday, we laid the foundation of what the fivefold ministry is. Apostles, prophets, evangelists, pastors, and teachers, all given by Christ to strengthen his body. But today, we're going to dig into why he gave these gifts in the first place. Because if we don't understand the purpose, we'll either misuse them or dismiss them altogether. In Ephesians chapter 4, verse 12, it says, "These gifts exist for the equipping of the saints for the work of ministry, for the building up of the body of Christ." Now notice that Paul doesn't say the purpose is to elevate a few leaders while everyone else watches from the sidelines. No, he says their purpose is to equip the saints. That means every believer is called to ministry in some way. The work of ministry isn't just for pastors, prophets, or evangelists. It's for the entire body of Christ. Now let me take you to 1 Corinthians chapter 12, verses 4 through 6, where Paul writes, "Now there are a variety of gifts, but the same Spirit. And there are a variety of ministries, and the same Lord. There are a variety of effects, but the same God who works all things in all persons." Now did you hear that? God works in all persons. The fivefold gifts exist to train and strengthen each believer to walk in their own calling and spiritual gifts. Now, what I want to focus on next is this. Without the fivefold ministry, the church becomes unbalanced and immature. Paul warns us about this in Ephesians chapter 4, verse 14, when he says, "As a result, we are no longer to be children, tossed here and there by the waves and carried about by every wind of doctrine, by the trickery of people, by craftiness in deceitful scheming." In other words, these five offices protect us from deception. They keep us grounded in truth. When an apostle lays a solid foundation, when a prophet calls us to alignment with God's word, when an evangelist reminds us of the Great Commission, when a pastor nurtures us, and when a teacher equips us with understanding, the church grows in maturity and discernment. Now let's shift to a powerful example from the early church. We look at Acts chapter 2, verses 42 through 47, and it says, "They were continually devoting themselves to the apostles' teaching and to fellowship, to the breaking of bread and to prayer. And the Lord was adding to their number day by day those who were being saved." So what do you see here? The early believers weren't just attending church. They were being equipped by the apostles' teaching. They were learning, they were growing, and they were being sent out. The fivefold ministry is not about filling pews. It's about building disciples who will impact the world. Now, furthermore, the purpose of the fivefold is not just to grow individuals. It's to build the entire body of Christ. And we see this in Ephesians chapter 4, verse 16. It says, "From whom the whole body, being fitted and held together by what every joint supplies, according to the proper working of each individual part, causes the growth of the body for the building up of itself in love." That means every believer has a part to play. When each of us is equipped and functioning, the whole body becomes healthy and strong. And this reminds me of what Jesus said in Matthew chapter 28, verses 19 through 20. He says, "Go therefore and make disciples of all the nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit, teaching them to follow all that I command you." Now, did you catch that last part? Teaching them to follow. The fivefold ministry equips the church to fulfill the Great Commission by training believers to make disciples, not just converts. Now, speaking of that, let's take a moment to consider how the fivefold prepares us for spiritual warfare. We look at 2 Timothy chapter 3, verses 16 and 17, and Paul writes, "All scripture is inspired by God and beneficial for teaching, for rebuke, for correction, for training in righteousness, so that the man or woman of God may be fully capable, equipped for every good work." The fivefold works hand in hand with the Word of God to fully equip us. Teachers ground us in truth. Prophets warn us of spiritual danger. Pastors protect us like shepherds guarding their sheep. Apostles help us see the bigger picture of advancing the kingdom. And evangelists call us to remember that there is a world that still needs to hear the gospel. And what happens when these gifts are missing? The church becomes vulnerable. When there's no teaching, people are easily swayed by false doctrine. When there's no prophetic voice, the church drifts into compromise. When there is no evangelist, we forget our mission and grow inward focused. The fivefold prevents this by ensuring that every part of the church is challenged, equipped, and mobilized. Now, it's important that we do not overlook one specific thing. The fivefold ministry is not about titles or fame. It's about service. In Mark chapter 10, verses 43 through 45, Jesus said, "But it is not this way among you. Rather, whoever wants to become prominent among you shall be your servant, and whoever wants to be first among you shall be slave of all. For even the Son of Man did not come to be served, but to serve, and to give his life as a ransom for many." If someone claims to be an apostle or a prophet, but lacks a servant's heart, they're missing the entire purpose. The gifts of Christ are meant to build up others, not to draw attention to ourselves. And furthermore, these gifts are not meant to operate in isolation. When we read the New Testament, we see that apostles, prophets, teachers, and evangelists were working side by side. In Acts chapter 13, verses 1 through 3, it says, "Now there were prophets and teachers at Antioch. While they were serving the Lord and fasting, the Holy Spirit said, 'Set Barnabas and Saul apart for me for the work to which I have called them.' Then, when they had fasted, prayed, and laid their hands on them, they sent them away." This is how the fivefold works. Leaders praying, discerning, and equipping others to go and fulfill their God-given assignments. And this brings me to an important question. How do we, as the church today, embrace the purpose of the fivefold? First, we need to recognize these gifts as biblical and necessary. Too many churches function like one-man shows, where the pastor is expected to be everything: the teacher, evangelist, the prophet, the apostle, and the shepherd. That was never God's design. The early church thrived because every gift was in operation. And the same should be true today. Second, we need to submit to being equipped. In Colossians chapter 3, verse 16, Paul says, "Let the word of Christ richly dwell within you, with all wisdom, teaching and admonishing one another, with psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing with thankfulness in your hearts to God." We are called not just to receive teaching, but to let it shape us, to let it empower us to serve others. The purpose of the fivefold isn't just to give us knowledge. It's to activate us in kingdom work. And third, we must understand that the fivefold exists to bring us into unity. Ephesians chapter 4, verse 13 says, "Until we all attain to the unity of the faith and of the knowledge of the Son of God, to a mature man, to the measure of the stature which belongs to the fullness of Christ." And if we reject these gifts, we risk division and spiritual weakness. But when we embrace them, we grow together into the fullness of Christ's character, power, and love. Now, as we bring this episode to a close, remember this. The fivefold ministry is not about filling roles. It's about fulfilling a purpose. And that purpose is to equip every believer to walk in their calling, to build a church that is strong, united, and advancing the kingdom of God. If we ignore this purpose, we settle for less than what Jesus intended for us. But if we embrace it, we will see a church that is alive, that is growing, and that's unstoppable. Ask the Lord to show you how He wants to equip you through these gifts. Are you willing to be taught? Are you willing to be stretched? Are you willing to take the tools that He places in your hand and use them for His glory? That's the heart of the fivefold, equipping the saints so the work of ministry multiplies. Let this truth draw you closer to God this week. And until next time, stay faithful, stay bold, and remember that you too have been awakened to deliver.
Thank you for listening to Awakened to Deliver. We hope today's message has encouraged and equipped you in your walk with Christ. To stay connected and explore more content like this, visit the link tree in the podcast description. There you'll find the links to all of Awakened Bible Ministries' socials, as well as a link to Jeff's book, 30 Days of Patience. If this podcast has blessed you, consider leaving a rating and review. It helps others discover this message of faith and encouragement. Awakened to Deliver is entirely listener-supported. If you feel led to partner with this ministry, you can give a one-time donation through Cash App, Venmo, or PayPal, or become a monthly partner through one of the tiers on Patreon. All giving options are available through the link tree. Your support helps spread the gospel of Jesus Christ. Join us tomorrow as we continue diving into God's Word together.